In the world of 24-hour news,
this is a Fox News alert. The CDC calling the first two nurses who got sick with
it
Ebola.
It is hard to avoid reports about the Ebola threat.
Ebola is not that easy to catch.
Some say this coverage just increases Ebola anxiety among Americans.
They're actually calling it Fearbola.
Washington resident Janelle Hugie says Ebola just adds to her already high stress level.
I have hand sanitizer, you know, napkins with me.
Staying healthy is how she fights back.
I feel very anxious about going to the hospital. Like the ERs where all the, it's just a lot of things happening.
A new Gallup poll shows Americans list Ebola as one of the country's top 10 problems. And another survey shows nearly half of Americans worry they or a loved one will get infected. The American Psychological Association says misinformation causes alarm. After the first person in the U.S. was diagnosed with Ebola and admitted to a Dallas, Texas hospital, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Thomas Frieden, said this.
There is no doubt in my mind that we will stop it here.
Then the patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, died, and two nurses who treated him were diagnosed with Ebola. Frieden also said this.
Virtually any hospital in this country that can do isolation for Ebola.
But it was at virtually any hospital that the virus spread to the Dallas nurses, and that's what panicked some Americans.
Psychologists say a little anxiety is good because it increases awareness, but too much can be paralyzing.
I think that raised some anxiety.
Mary Alvord is a psychologist who specializes in anxiety. She says her patients feel anxious when they aren't in control.
When we don't know what's going to happen, we don't have the information, and so then our imaginations fill in the gaps, or conversations with other people fill in the gaps.
The best advice is to get facts from the experts, but sometimes even the experts don't have the answers.
I don't think we can predict when this epidemic is going to be over.
We may not know what we don't know.
Here's one thing doctors do know. Ebola is contagious, and fear can be too. Carolyn Persutti, VOA News, Washington.